Hello, and welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the week perspective, for planetary ingresses, and for the daily transits. Let's have a look up in the sky. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to Tuesday. Here we are, March 5th, 2024. Of course, we're going to look at the themes for the week. It's an interesting week, a lot going on, not going to lie. I wanted to point out that this week is a little bit weird in the Astrology Today world. We're going to do the new moon Zoom tonight. So if you want to join us, you want to hop in last minute, absolutely. Everybody is welcome. 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to put the Zoom link in the program notes. And if you have time to give me a quick email to say, yes, I'm coming, that would be great. But don't let that hold you back. Please join us. It's a great conversation. We're going to talk all things new moon. Now, I say it's a bit weird because usually when I do my new moon Zoom, it's the day before or even hours before we actually get to the new moon. But for unforeseen circumstances, I am doing it earlier. The new moon actually doesn't join us until the weekend. So this is going to give you a lot of lead time to prepare for the new moon, which is kind of cool. The other thing I wanted to mention is the February mailbag did drop a few days ago, right at the end of February. And if you need some inspiration and some ideas of what to ask for the March mailbag, that would be a good pod to check out. Of course, I'm just looking for what you're wondering about astrology, and I'll do my best to answer those questions at the end of the month. So check out the mailbag for February to get inspired. And then if you have any questions, of course, send those to my email, astrologydiva, that's DVA at gmail.com, and then just use March mailbag in the subject line. Let's have a look at the moon currently in Capricorn. Yes, and recently I've been using the term grandpa vibe, not derogatory at all. Just that sense of, you know, that earthy, grounded, pragmatic kind of vibe where you're feeling comfortable with, you know, getting things done, being organized, perhaps bringing a bit of structure to your life. But that idea that, you know, that solid, you know, kind of trustworthy vibe, definitely while the moon is in Capricorn. Then by Thursday, it moves into Aquarius, very different. This is a fixed air, so open, quirky, a little bit more concerned with the collective and looking at, you know, the greater good and, you know, that those emotional responses that connects, yeah, definitely to the collective. Turning now to the important aspects and aspect patterns, this is really where a lot of the energy is this week. I'm calling it the Battle of the Mini Grand Trine. So let's talk about, first of all, what a mini grand trine is. It's sort of a skinnier triangle, and the base of which is a trine. I know that's surprising by the title. So a trine is a really supportive aspect where the planets are 120 degrees apart from each other, and then both of those planets sextile into what's called the apex planet. Or planets. And the sextile aspect is very productive. And so this can be really quite a productive week for those of us that perhaps have these planets being important to into their lives. So let's dig in and let's talk about them. So for today, we've got two mini grand trines to deal with. One is a trine involving the moon trine Uranus, and that can really bring up sort of, you know, feeling comfortable with unexpected, you know, emotions coming forward or events, you know, so a little bit more of this erratic energy, but finding comfort there. And then the apex planet is the sun. So it's around setting goals or, you know, creating or, you know, really stepping into your identity based on this comfort of unexpected events or emotions or people even that are coming forward. Now, also today, later on in the day, the sun moves closer to Saturn and Saturn gets involved in this mini grand trine. which is a bit different. The trine part now is the moon trine Jupiter, and this can be very much finding comfort in higher meaning, in faith, philosophy, perhaps even religion, and then having it, getting productive results out of your personal authority. And I say personal authority because the Sun and Saturn are together. Now, some may, interpret that as, putting limits on your identity, and maybe I'm going to take a positive spin and have a look at it being more disciplined and a bit, being able to step into your authority. Then tomorrow, we have a very different grand trine. Again, moon trine Uranus, so those erratic emotions coming forward, but it's sextiling into Mercury, which could be about really communicating these emotions. And that can be a lot of ways. Maybe it's about having thoughts about these erratic emotions that are coming forward, because Mercury rules the mind, communication, ideas, thoughts. And so it could be an opportunity to really communicate that. Then by Thursday, we move into very different, the planets are really clustering together in sort of this Pisces area. And so here's Mercury in exact conjunction with Neptune, possibly creating, maybe some unclear communication or messages coming through. Could also be more mystical messages. Neptune tends to help us connect to the unconscious, could make things a little bit blurry. And just for fun, the moon is then conjunct with Mars, which can really bring forward, fierce protection, right? Standing up for your emotions, maybe reactions or possibly overreactions, or maybe even a little bit of defensiveness coming forward while the moon is conjunct with Mars. That's your podcast for Tuesday. I certainly hope you got something out of that. Now, remember, if you have a question about what the heck is a mini grand trine, Norma, or anything that I say on the podcast, I really welcome those questions. You can throw that into the March mailbag. Better yet, you could come tonight to the New Moon Zoom and ask your question in person. Remember, the link will be in the program notes. All right, that's it for me. I hope you have a great day, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.